Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable. You will believe. Your mediumistic history. What do I mean by this? Let's find out. Don't think you have one? Let me prove you wrong. Hello, lovely listeners. Today we talk about you. Yes, you, and where has spirit been in your life? You know, spirit's around us all the time. And a lot of us are under this impression that we should be seeing our loved ones in spirit, or people that have passed on to be in spirit, with our eyes, like in the room around us. And that is so not true. That is not how like 95% of mediums work. And the goal of this episode is to prove to you that that is not how spirit works all the time. In fact, spirit works very differently most of the time. And I'm going to share with you ways that spirit is around, especially in childhood, that will hopefully instill in you this hope and belief that we are all mediums. Spirit's always around us all the time, and we can all connect into spirit. So your mediumistic history, this is actually a lecture I give my year one students. It's super important because what I see with developing mediums is a big array, a very big diversity in people's pasts with my developing mediums and what they've experienced with spirit so far. I have the students who say, I saw grandma at the end of the bed when I was five. And then I have students that basically say, when I ask the question, have you ever sensed spirit as a child or in your life? They answer with, no, I never sensed spirit as a child. And what happens when we have these extremes is, because we're human and we compare ourselves to others, right? We have this set of mediums that feel as though they have a superiority, right? And maybe they don't. Maybe that's just what they're sharing, right? But some mediums do. They're very proud of seeing grandma at the end of the bed when they were five. But then I have these mediums who have never, who they actually think they've never sensed spirit. And then I go on to share this lecture and they're like, oh yeah, I did sense spirit as a kid. But then I have these mediums who don't believe they have so far, and they start to feel less than. Not all of them, but some of them do. And just like any field where you're working and developing on something, a skill, we compare. And so this lecture is to instill in all of you that we are all mediums, spirit has been around us all the time, and that spirit presents in so many other ways than, dun, 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 like I've said, grandma in spirit at the end of your bed at 5 years old. So I'm going to ask you the question, you know, and pause this podcast, give yourself a minute to think about this. Do you remember spirit as a child? You know, did you actually see people objectively outside in the room with your eyes? Did you see people in your mind you didn't know? Did you just feel spirit? Did you hear voices? You know, were they talking to you? Where in your life was spirit as a child? And so what I have then happen is students will share their experiences. And some are very obvious, like seeing spirit, hearing them. Big one is kids predicting who was going to pass, or someone just passed in the family. And my grandma came to me, but we didn't know she had passed, but she came to me as a child. And my mom tells me this story about how I talked to grandma when she passed before we knew. And wow, I'm gifted, gifted, gifted. Well, that's great. But that's not everyone's journey. And it doesn't mean that if you didn't have that experience or these experiences that were so slap in your face, I'm spirit, I was with you as a child, family talks about it, that if you didn't have this kind of upbringing, you're not any less of a medium. So ways that we can experience spirit as a child is ways that we don't think it is spirit. You know, how many of us were afraid of the dark? You know, do you ever ask the question, if you were afraid of the dark, why? Yes, it can be spooky movies. That's a given, right? And sometimes, and this was me, actually, I remember looking at the dark when I got in bed, and I would like, at least I thought I was imagining, you know, movement. And I was literally seeing, now looking back, I see clearly, you know, understanding what I experienced. I would see the energy move in the dark. And in that unfocus of the darkness with my physical eyes, I would see movement with the energy, and I would hear them talking to me. Now, I thought as a kid, it was just my imagination, but it wasn't. It was spirit, and I was afraid. I was afraid of the dark. Did I know and take the time, or did I have a mom who was a sensitive to tell me, oh, Jennifer, that's just your loved ones around you in spirit. Just tell them you're trying to go to bed, or, you know, have them sing you a lullaby, which is probably what they were trying to do. I didn't have that, so I was afraid of the dark. So being afraid of the dark can be a big sign. Not all the time, but it can be. Could have watched some scary things. Or something of the conscious mind experience could have brought you to that place of fear. But a lot of times, you know, in that quietness and that pause, and when the eyes can unfocus in the dark, we really open up to spirit. Another way that spirit can be around is you feeling like you're different from other kids. Having this awareness that it almost feels like, and I had a student give me this example before, and I thought it was brilliant, so I'm going to share it. It almost feels like you're in a room with people, no one's looking at you, but you feel like they are. And it's this feeling of awareness of energy in the room, and it's not the people that are in physical bodies. And what's happening there is the child is opening up to what I feel the energy of the room. They may not like the social scene that much. And I believe what happens is, as a sensitive child or someone that's really in touch with spirit, we open up our senses and we kind of reach for that as comfort. And in that reach, we become aware of the energy in the room. You can feel like you're different from others. You can be more in tune with that. That's definitely a big sign that you're very connected. And, you know, you can have imaginary friends. Yes, these can be friends you create if your environment is giving you stress, something that's bringing you comfort, but also it can outright be spirit. And it's really cool. Let's see, other ways you can sense spirit as a child. Imagination is a huge sign that you are connected into energy. If you are a big daydreamer, or you have this amazing imagination as a kid, and you just kind of like to space out, then you are connecting in. And that can be into people around you that are here on Earth. But in that space as well, spirit world exists there too. These two worlds exist together, the unseen and the seen. You're also connecting into spirit. And these daydreams that you have that start at a single point and then go on to become these crazy, wacky, awesome adventures or places or situations, you are opening up and tapping into the energy around you. And that can be anything. So that can definitely be a sign of spirit. And you don't have to see people objectively in spirit in the room around you. And then guess what? If you don't have any of these experiences, I have stated today about sensing spirit as a child in different ways, that doesn't matter because we all can do this. We all can feel spirit. And my explanation of that is in the next episode called We Are All Mediums. Here's my proof. So be sure to listen to that. But it's okay if you didn't have any experiences with spirit. It doesn't mean that you cannot work on your mediumship and be just as good of a medium as someone who saw grandma at the end of the bed when they were five, or someone who says they predicted the future all the time as a child. It doesn't mean anything. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are working mediums that may very well disagree with this. But this has been my experience and my belief as a working medium that has probably taught over 500 people wanting to develop their mediumship. And I've never met one that can't connect, because we all can. And we all can do this. And like I said, there's some mediums who may not want to hear this. And then there, you know, the ones that do have those abilities in their younger years that are so prevalent, the mediumship abilities, they may be just fine with it. Hey, but my point to you is my journey has been, we're all mediums. We all can connect, no matter how strong or unaware strong that spirit's been in your life, or unaware you've been of spirit in your life. It's there. Spirit's there. Spirit's always around. So know that, and you're not any less of a medium or person because of it, if you didn't have those strong experiences. Now, the next question I pose is to my students during this lecture is, do you have any relatives who embraced their senses and have been talked about in the family, or you talk to in the family about their abilities or their mediumship? And take a second, pause the recording, and just think about this. Who in your family is known as the woo-woo, is known as the oddball, is the Bruno in Encanto, the Disney film? And you'll be amazed at, if you just take a second and think about that, expand your awareness into all your family that you know about or have heard about, and see where that sensitive, who was more relevant to the physical eyes in life, has been in your life. And I hear the most amazing stories come forward with my students. And what happens is they're like, you know what? I remember now, I saw my aunt. She had a deck of tarot cards. And I never remembered that until just now. But she did. She had cards. I never saw her use them. But she had them. And then I'll have the students that go and ask family members about it, because this is a homework assignment sometimes. And they go away from class. They ask their family about intuition in the family, psychic mediumship abilities. And their older generations bring forward info that my student didn't know. And they're brought into this awareness of, oh, I had some people back in the day in my family lineage that kind of liked the woo-woo. They kind of liked the intuitive stuff, the metaphysical. And it's very empowering for students to find this out, because we think from society, just like seeing grandma at the end of the bed, right? It makes us superior in some way as a medium. It doesn't. But we think somehow that if we have this family lineage of, I'm a 12th generation psychic in my family, or my mom is a professional working psychic medium, we think that if we have this in our family, it makes us stronger, or it makes us more superior. I'm not saying all the mediums that have this think they're superior, but I have met some that do. I do. That's what I meet. Between the fairs that I have worked, the hundreds of fairs, the demonstrations, the students, me in training with other current students, me as a student in training when I trained, they are out there. And so my point again for this lecture is, just because you don't have 12 generations in a row of the females working as mediums in your family, just because you don't have that does not make you any less of a medium. You don't need that. We all have the senses that allow us to connect to the divine. So don't think you can't feel your loved ones in spirit. I have students that come in cold turkey. They have no spirit in their life that they're aware of, or that they understand to be spirit as a child, or their upbringing, or their current life, what's brought them to this point. They have no experience with spirit up to that. They don't even think they can do it, but they want to try connecting with spirit. And these students come in and turn out to be just as strong, if not stronger sometimes, of course, than the mediums that do come in with a heavy background. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I'm going to tell you why students improve in my classes, and I know my students and my mentees understand this. How you improve and become a great medium is you learn and you practice. And it's that simple. It's that simple because we all can do this. Doesn't matter your background. So I leave you with this. You can do this. Spirit was present. Think about your childhood. Where did spirit show itself in ways that weren't necessarily seen with the objective sense, the eyes in the room around you? But where was spirit in other ways? And there's more than I listed. You'll probably think of some more. Think about that. Because spirit's all around us and we're all here to connect into it. We're all here to go on after your mom or your grandparents or your loved ones, any one of them have passed, to still continue that relationship with them. They're just in spirit around us, not in a body, but they are there and they absolutely want to be by you and continue their relationship with you. And we all get to enjoy that. Because it's all about growing with spirit here together, yourself and your loved ones in spirit. So know this, trust this, believe it. If you have any childhood stories you want to share about sensing spirit that are positive and happy, please go to my Facebook group. Just go to Facebook, type in Tellings of a Medium. You'll see the group with Jennifer Fezzio, comment, request to join, and I would love to hear your experiences. And until the next episode, which is going to be entitled, We Are All Mediums, and Here's My Proof, have a little ponder, have a little thought, a reminiscence or two about your childhood. And I will leave you with that, my lovely, lovely listeners. Hope you enjoyed. See you soon.